your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
This afternoon, we're discussing the most important money strategies that are needed to establish financial security. We're joined by Craig Bolanos, founding partner and chief executive officer at Wealth Management Group in Inverness. Craig, let's start with the emergency fund, because this is something we talk about a lot. People have been hearing it for years, and yet a lot of people still don't have an emergency fund. So we're calling on you to explain it in a way that actually gets all of us to do this.
The emergency fund is not your sock drawer. The emergency fund is, you know, speaking, it should be behind a pane of glass that says exactly that. Do not break glass unless there's an emergency. And the only reason that America is drowning in credit card debt is because we don't have the cash on the side to pay for the one-off expenses that come up. So if somebody says, I want to cure my credit card debt, I actually pivot first to say, well, let's commit to getting an emergency fund, because that'll guarantee we never find ourselves back in debt once we pay it off.
Yeah, but isn't that the way that a lot of people do it, though? They start with the debt, they feel the burden of the debt, and they try wading their way through that. They never actually get the emergency fund.
No, we got to have the emergency fund first. I want everybody listening to your radio hour right now to commit to getting at least $1,000. It's so nominal. It's so achievable for everybody. I want $1,000 sitting in cash. And as soon as we're done with that $1,000 in cash, then we're going to work on getting out of debt using that debt snowball technique we've talked about before on your radio program.
One of the points here is invest aggressively. Do we know enough to be able to do that?
Well, I think I would like to say maybe not aggressively, but assertively. I think it's investing for a purpose. America does a good job building diversified portfolios, but I really ask people to say, should your children's 529 savings plan, should your Roth IRA, should your 401k, should they all be invested in the exact same asset allocation, or should they be differentiated based on how those accounts are going to be taxed with when withdrawn and when you're actually going to utilize? So don't just get diversified, diversify for a purpose.
What about Social Security? How do you figure that all out?
Well, I think everybody still makes mistakes. There's a reason that over 80% of America takes their Social Security early. And the reason is they just don't have a plan. So when they receive that reduction in force, which is a pleasant way of saying there's a layoff, people lose their job before they actually planned on retiring, everyone just reaches to Social Security right away because it's an easy, viable source of income. But I think what America needs to do to get retired and stay retired is don't take the easy route. They need to get educated to take the optimal path, and that's unique for each of us.
Now, is that the idea of taking Social Security early and waiting on it instead? Is some of that just people, you know, if you could tell me the day I was going to die, then I will take Social Security at the appropriate time. They're just afraid of losing out on some of that money that they've been paying in.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, that is absolutely a great comment. You know, what we talk about all the time is, I do not want to pay into an entitlement system for my entire life and run the risk of not getting any dollars out of it. That's what you said. And tomorrow is promised to no man and no woman. But I think with a good, effective plan, we can actually have it both ways. And especially for married couples, this is who I'm talking to with this message. When it comes down to Social Security, there is no room for selfish decisions, because with married couples, the claiming decision you make will affect the survivor. So get with someone, get educated, get professional help, and customize a Social Security claiming strategy that's as unique as your last name.
Good advice as always. Thanks.